Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller, recording on Thursday, the 23rd of October at 9:29 p.m. And still British summertime until this weekend. Okay, now, what are the highlights here today? Global asset liquidation, that certainly continued in the Asian stock markets. There was some respite in Europe with rallies this afternoon, and they were helped by Wall Street's firm opening. Interestingly, Wall Street lost all of its gains around midday or in the early afternoon, and looked like it was going to be another one of those big sell-offs. But it didn't happen, and the street closed firmer on the Dow, up 172 points. That's 2%, a gain of just over 11 points or 1.25% on the S&P, but the NASDAQ was down not 0.73%. Now, U.S. government bonds, they had rallied quite strongly early on, but then gave up part of that gain, but still a steady close overall bond market. But these are bond prices, of course. These were generally steady in here today. Elsewhere, commodities, bit of a mixed bag. Small gains, small declines. One of the reasons for this is that the U.S. dollar, which has been so strong recently, looks temporarily overextended, at least temporarily overextended against the European currencies. And whereas, say, we've had consecutive days of big dollar gains, and a little bit of easing as I speak. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of global stock markets, as I've said, pretty much a daily basis, that although the interest rate trend coming from central banks is now in the right direction, in other words, we're getting rate cuts, it's still early in the cycle of those rate cuts for most of the countries in question. And that's not giving enough of a boost to offset all the concerns over credit-related problems and global deleveraging and recessionary forces which are weighing on corporate profits. So, consequently, sentiment remains very, very fragile. Despite the climactic selling that we have seen earlier this month, mainly on the 10th of the month. And so indices are barely clinging to the lows that they saw on the 10th at best. U.S. indices are still above those lows. But we'll need a lot more than a one-day modest rebound to instill further confidence in the market. Now, my feeling, again, against the background of this deeply oversold condition, extremely bearish sentiment, the year-end seasonal factors, prospect of what I think would be quite possibly a bit of an Obama honeymoon, assuming he wins the presidency, or whoever wins presidency. It's traditionally one sees a bit of a honeymoon, but the trouble is these are not normal times. And fear is still a very, very strong factor in the market. And what people realize is that the only thing they have to fear is not just fear itself. In other words, there are serious underlying economic problems out there. Global deleveraging is unlikely to be over. We need to see stock markets start to move up against the background of bad news before we can be more optimistic. When I weigh it all up here, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see a steadier performance through year end in a sort of a mean reversion towards the 200-day moving averages. But I'm not willing to go beyond that, really. In terms of investing in the market at these levels, it's somewhat reassuring to see some of the so-called value players, who people like Warren Buffett, people like Jeremy Grantham, people like John Hussman, who had been talking for quite some time about the market being very overextended and vulnerable. It's somewhat reassuring to see them buying in this environment. I think that one can justify doing that, but I would certainly do it on a conservative basis. In other words, I wouldn't pay up for anything. I would only do it incrementally. There are much improved valuations here. We know that. But again, as I've said before, but a point worth repeating, if it wasn't abundantly obvious, we do live in atypical conditions here today, atypical times. So I personally am content to sit in cash, although I'm going to lose yield, and that's inevitable. I've always known I was going to lose yield because the trend for interest rates is now downwards, and the Bank of New Zealand Central Bank cut, was it the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, I think is its name, but it cut 100 basis points off its interest rates here today, chopping the base rate down to 6.5%. So I know that some people had picked up some sterling holders, I believe, had followed me with my switch into New Zealand dollars last year. And we've had a modestly negative currency move, but an attractive yield. And that yield is certainly going to come down. I think I mentioned previously that I was pleasantly surprised to see my rollover earlier this month go through at 8.03%. Whereas normally one would expect that to be a little bit below whatever the bank rate is. And with the bank rate now 6.5%, you know, I would be thinking of something about 6 to 6.25. But given the price that banks are having to pay for cash these days, maybe I'll be lucky and it'll be somewhat higher. But it certainly won't be above 7%. So my point is that yields coming down, unless you want to go into the Hungarian currency, florin, is that? They raised interest rates 3 percentage points in here today to steady the currency. But I feel I'm carrying enough risk here with the New Zealand dollar against sterling. I'll hold my cash position, and I am still getting a return, and I'm not prepared to put that money to work yet in the stock market, although there are a lot of interesting valuations out there. I like China. I like India. I like the leading miners, but I don't want to chase. I beg your pardon, it wouldn't be chasing. I certainly won't chase a rally. But I was saying I don't want to be committing money at a time when we do not have any conclusive evidence that an important sustainable low has actually been reached. We do have an indication that we can get a technical rebound in here, but that's not quite good enough for me to commit that cash position at this stage. I think even if we were to get a very good bounce running into the new year, then I think we would also later be faced with a pullback and base extension phase, and that would need to take place. I'd like to see those 200-day moving averages that are trending steeply lower. I'd like to see them level out and begin to turn up. And all that's going to take a good deal of time, well into 2009 at best. So I watch with interest, but there's no doubt in my mind that we have seen by far the biggest part of this bear market overall, and no doubt that despite the global recession risks, that there are some extremely attractive values available. One area that people who maybe want a more conservative portfolio than some of the fuller money themes, we do see a number of these stock markets offering really quite attractive yields right now. And this is, of course, what eventually helps to draw money back into stock markets. Long-dated government bonds yields tend become unattractive, and once the safe haven appeal of those has waned, people begin to move back into stock markets for bigger dividend yields. And I think that one of the more interesting categories, I might consider it myself, would be some of the equity income funds. And I think we're not all that many weeks or months away from the time when we also will want to look at some of the corporate debt funds, because there are some astonishing values there, and I assume that most companies are going to survive these problems. So astonishing values, high yields in some of those corporate debt markets. But for now, I'm content to sit tight with that cash position. Now, dollar strength and global deleveraging weighed on the precious metals earlier today, but they did recover somewhat. But nevertheless, you look at platinum, that got down to 790 earlier today. Remember, that was up at 2,500 at one stage. So down to 790, closed at 816. That's still down $41. Silver had dipped down to 916, but closed with a modest gain. And gold broke $700 earlier today before bouncing back up to 721. The charts just aren't good enough yet. Platinum looks overstretched on the downside. Silver looks somewhat overstretched on the downside. Gold has got a lot of overhead trading in here right now. Again, I like gold as an insurance play, and hard money for the longer term. But in this global deleveraging cycle, it can go a little lower in here over the next few weeks, particularly if the dollar doesn't see more than a temporary consolidation. I should mention crude oil, that's picked up a little bit on news that OPEC's going to be hiking prices. Natural gas has fallen backwards, though. That's down 340 ticks in here today to 643. Gas looks cheap, but in this environment, most commodities are facing a hefty headwind overall from the global deleveraging and concern over recession. So I think that's pretty much it. Owen's away today, so the copy, such as it is, will be entirely from me today, but he's back tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.